Episode 1088, Run to Win.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How was your first day of the new year? Well, today is number two, and it is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it's time for you to run to win. You got this. You can do this. Let's get to it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, success doesn't come by chance or happenstance. Success comes to those who run to win, and not by cheating or selling others short, which we know those who do that. You can probably think immediately someone off the top of your head, they would just do anything to get to where they want to be. Success is found in systematic strategies. It's found in methodical preparation and sacrificial execution. Now, that's all a mouthful. Basically, it takes effort on your part to get to where you want to go. God doesn't throw around his blessings just to anyone. He wants to train us up so when times are tough, we don't waver. Our faith remains strong and intact. But when we don't get our own way, we tend to take things into our own hands. That temptation steering us away from God's perfect design. That's what it is, right? It's that temptation. Well, as my three youngest and I were traveling back up north after visiting our new home, I really wanted the children to see it, to get them excited. You know, it's a little challenging. The older that you get, you have to leave your friends. When they were younger, no big deal. But now they've established some really, really close relationships. And so this move is a little more challenging, especially for our three younger ones. And so, you know, my hubby and I thought, why not just bring them up here or down here on vacation to the South while they were on Christmas break to see the house. And yes, they are excited, and so am I. I cannot believe it. It's around the corner. Oh, but we have lots of work to do. Well, in our driving back up north, you can imagine the drivers were quite interesting. You would have some breaking the law, driving 15 to 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. And no, I am not exaggerating. Others were too cautious and would be driving 10 to 15 miles per hour under the speed limit, drifting in and out of their lanes. You wondered either what they were on or should they even be behind a wheel? What was up? Then there were the drivers being safe, but driving with intentionality, on a mission, and alert to their surroundings. This is exactly what it's like as people try to live out their life with hopes to succeed. Number one, you have those people who don't care who they run over. They're just going after it. They don't care who gets in the way. They're done. They got it. They're going for gusto. The others, well, there's some that just wait till it comes to them. No rush. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, no big deal. I'm okay sitting here just being cozying up to my comfortable. I like it that way. And finally, there's those who are willing to put in the work and run to win. God desires you to run in such a way that you may win. And it's not about winning, but how you run to win. Be careful not to throw yourself under the bus by taking too many shortcuts, bending the rules to serve only you, and putting your faith in jeopardy. Instead, run to win as God has equipped you with talents and experiences. Be obedient to the heavenly boundaries God has called you to, and be confident in your knowledge. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 says this, "Continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them." This race that you're running called life, this marathon, this journey, it doesn't stop here today. In fact, it's just the beginning. This is day two of 2018. How many more days do you have after today? 363. Whew, at least my mind can calculate after two. But how are you going to run to win? Are you going to be the one who's just bulldozing over everybody? You don't care about them. You don't care about their feelings, their family, nothing. It's like, I'm getting to where I want to go and I don't really care how I get there. Or are you going to just play it safe? And you're going to hold back some for fear of, well, maybe you've hit too many failures before. Maybe you actually fear success. What happens really if I make it? Well, if I don't try so hard, that'll be okay. And it'll be my excuse that, well, it just wasn't meant to be. Are you going to be that person that trusts in God, that says, I'm going to walk by faith? I don't know what that looks like. I'm going to take it one step at a time because I know with God, nothing is impossible. And when I take that one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's time for you to run to win the race God has created for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.